Log Talk Radio.
Thank you. Yeah, we got many snacks. I have a little cookies. The Pounder. Mm. In high school?
Yes, hey, my nickname right now. Heyo.
APA.
What's a pounder?
Oh. A pound of pretzel. I'll have some of those cookies.
Where's my sound cable? The first one is your computer, the second one is Darren's computer, right?
Mm-hmm. And then the way I have the mic set up is clockwise from
like it was last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we doing a live read this week?
Yeah. Oh. Darren, do you have that?
Same one?
Yep.
So Darren is mic 2, right?
Yep.
So I'll mute the others?
Or should we do sound
check? I guess it's the same as last week.
Yeah. Just mute everything right now.
Everything?
Yeah.
I think you knocked out my charger.
Oh,
well. Or you turned off the...
Wait, are these already plugged in? Are these...
Probably. Don't think.
Something happened. It's plugged in here.
Is the light thing unplugged behind you, Sean? The light? There's like a...
No, it's plugged in. It's plugged in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not imagining this, right? Like... Charger's not connected.
Yeah.
You're not imagining.
Oh, and Metal Injection Live Cast is brought to you by TuneTrack, the Swedish software company behind the drum samplers and software tools many of your favorite bands rely on for songwriting and studio work. Easy Drummer, Superior Drummer, Easy Mix 2, and more. All November, they're celebrating Metal Month, an entire month dedicated only to metal. Head to TuneTrack, TuneTrack.com for new gear, deals, and happenings. TuneTrack.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Live Cast. It's week 2 without Noah, and the gang are all chipping in to fill the void. Sid is running the board, Darren is baking cookies, and Rob is wearing a thong. That's what I call teamwork. Here's the show.
It really has nothing to do with Noah not being here. I just enjoy the comfort of a good thong.
That's right.
Prove it. Sean's back for
Rubber Thonga! Rubber Thonga! Rubber Thonga!
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a super special guest in one, Glenn Benton, going to be calling in about 15 minutes.
I like how Sean leaned in. You thought you were talking about him.
Oh, no.
That was so awesome.
I said super special guest. Sean, you're just a guest.
Yeah.
No, he's a special guest, and then we have a super guest.
Okay. All right, fine.
Is this guest also going to be mad at me when I ask about the Wu-Tang Clan? Like last week?
I don't know.
Is that going to happen again?
I feel like
Glenn Benton has more of a sense of humor than... Right.
Only one way to find out.
David Vincent from
David Allen Coe.
Well, more or less.
David Allen Vincent.
Yeah. I'm looking over my shoulder all week. But I don't know what the guy looks like, so I'm suspicious of everyone.
How does he know what you look like?
I don't know. Google. He went on the Metal Injection website.
What did he Google?
That guy who asked me that question on that whatever thing I was on that day.
He's too busy killing cops.
No. At least I'm not one of those. That's something him and the Wu-Tang have in common, probably. None of them like cops.
More angel with you.
Maybe he just wants to kill black cops. Is that possible?
Oh, come on.
No, I thought it was Islam cops. Islamic cops?
That's reasonable. Reasonable.
Have you ever
seen...
An Islamic cop?
Yeah.
It's a good point.
There's got to be some.
If you're a Sikh... And you want to be a cop? How do you wear the hat over the? How does that work? Because you have to wear that turban.
Great question.
And they can't discriminate and not let you become a cop, but you have to wear your cop hat.
Maybe
so how
they
does it work?
Just put a little badge on this.
They
on
pin the badge
helmet.
Into the.
Yeah.
But not a lot of cops wear the hat. To be honest.
Don't
but if
they?
He was a construction worker and had to wear the hard hat over that thing,
you could probably fit a hard hat over that. Just
why don't they just
strap it in tight?
Build a hard hat in the shape of a Sikh.
Maybe for all I know, those turbans might be really hard. Maybe
hard they're, hat.
Yeah,
they might be naturally
well,
hard.
Well, it's great that we're about 3 minutes in and we've already offended.
I don't think of those questions. Are
what's
offensive?
Sikhs don't like being insulted.
But what
we're
was the insult?
Them.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking logistics here.
I'm not a Sikh here. I hear they're very sensitive.
I'm like the UPS of Sikhs.
I'm getting sick of this convo already.
All right.
The funny thing, too, is that Glenn's label, Century Media, would not give me Glenn Benton's phone number.
Really?
Ooh.
They were like, oh, he'll call you. And I'm like, all right, well, can we get the number he's calling from?
So are you going to have the number anyway when he
and
calls?
And he's like, oh, it's a Tampa area code. Just look out for that. Okay.
So now you know if you're in our audience and you're from Tampa, you can just spoof being Glenn Benton and we'll talk to you.
That's true. 646-929-1357.
So you guys only do Florida guests now?
Hopefully Glenn Benton will call. Just these last 2 weeks.
Is there anyone else? Who else can we get?
From Florida?
Yeah.
Paul Masvidal is in Florida. Well, he's from Florida.
And what that band that you, that Israeli Jew band that you were friends with, aren't they from Florida? With the what you and at NAMM that year, you smoked weed with them.
The story is awesome.
What
that band, the Eyal?
Oh, Becca, Doc.
Yeah, aren't they from Florida?
Well, he's not in a band anymore. He just does production stuff in Florida. Yeah, he's called into the show already.
Yeah, all right. So maybe he'll be calling back, and you'll think it's Glenn Benton.
Oh, you're right.
You get confused.
We already have a call.
What? But is it a Tampa area?
It looks
Tampa?
Like an international call, though.
That's like another country.
You're on the air.
Hey, hello.
I hope it's
hello.
Hey, g'day, guys. Sydney, Australia. How's it going?
Hey, what's
good?
Up?
How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, not too bad. A few weeks ago, you were talking about the Prudential Center in New Jersey.
Yeah, in Newark.
How sketchy of an area is that, generally?
It's bad.
Well, the immediate area around it did not at all look sketch. It just looked like a train station, basically.
If you're on that block, you're okay.
I didn't really venture out too far.
Right, but in order to get to that area, you have to go through sketchy areas.
Unless you rent out a helicopter.
No, to go from the train station to the venue is like a block and a half.
Okay. All right. You can get right. How long?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to play the Devils next month.
That's random.
And I'll be flying in to JFK. How long would it take to get there by train?
From JFK, going straight from the airport to the path?
Why didn't you just fly into Newark?
You should have flied into Newark. It would have been quicker.
I can't change that now.
Well, make the change.
Yeah, JFK is
get a connecting flight.
It's actually it would be quite a ride for you, honestly, because you would have to go
from JFK into Manhattan, which I feel would be like an hour, and then another hour from Manhattan to Newark.
No, it's
or
not
like
an
good,
hour.
A half hour.
No, it's the
it's like
path.
40 minutes.
Yeah, isn't there like a train
like,
that runs
from where?
From like the station to Newark or whatever it is, from like from the airport to Newark?
No, there are no trains.
Well, there's like
the AirTran takes you to the A train, and then this is the
311
all of a sudden. But yeah, no, it's gonna be it would be a long ride. You might be it might be more.
Yeah, but there
conducive.
Might be a bus from the airport.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, just get in the first bus you see.
I just can't believe you're going straight from there and not going to the hotel. And
I think you could.
Does he have a hotel?
I think you could actually take a cab.
No, well, I got I booked a hotel in Newark anyway. So.
Oh dear God! What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hopefully, it's
well,
not
I was literally, I think I called a while ago. I was supposed to kind of be going over with Mitt and the missus over there, but we kind of had a situation broke up, and that's not happening
now.
Oh no! So, yeah, I've got
to
essentially salvage a holiday.
To America months ago, we've talked
to
him.
I was supposed to be going. I was supposed to be going actually last week, but I took a job somewhere, and one thing led to another, and yeah.
Why'd
like
you
it was only supposed to be like a 3-month contract, and then in like a week of me being there, we're like, "Hey, we want to promote you," and you know, but you got to sign for like a year.
Why'd you break up?
Well, she just decided. Well, I'm just you know, she basically just gave me a call, and it was all like, "Well, you know, I just don't see this going anywhere, even though you've already spent you know thousands of dollars to come see me because I'm basically selfish." But
oh,
well, it doesn't matter. She currently lives in between Miami and Franklin Lake.
So you're not, are you still going there? Or are you just going to the New York area now?
I'm just going to go to, well, I'm flying into San Fran, seeing a friend there, then off to New York to see, or off to New York for a few days, and then going to like Chicago, Detroit, and Montreal.
Which days are you in New York?
From the 19th to the 23rd of December, I think.
19th is really.
I mean, I've got like I want to have
taping since he's gotten his heart broken.
I don't know.
Was that
right? He'll be all right with that though.
He's Australian. There are no murders in Australia.
But there's night stalking serial rapists.
He's not going to rape me. Look at me.
We'll be
I'm
giving Noah's
yeah.
address out.
No, yeah, like, when I go to New York, like, I want to have, like, I'm getting together, like, a small, like, metal inject, like, a live cast, like, scavenger hunt, like, try to find, like, places you guys reference, like, J2 Pizza and the Grand Prosper Hall and Shlomo's Yeshiva and trying to, like, Shankle Town, like, crying alone in his apartment. That's, you know, those are the sights I want to see.
This fit works out very well. I will not be here on December 22nd for the show. You could fill in for me.
You can do the Sid
Wait,
role.
December or November?
He said December.
December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, December. So next, yeah, so next month.
This is the schedule planning portion of the live cast. If you're from Europe, we'll be planning your train schedules in the next hour.
I mean, instead of having Sydney on the show, you could have someone from Sydney on the show.
Oh,
that
hey. Oh.
It works out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, you know, there'll be no confusion.
I just love that we've spread the Grand Prospect Hall and J2 Pizza to the entire...
You let him know when you go to J2. That's the Metal Injection Livecast that year.
This guy's like 500 miles away from Antarctica, and he knows about J2 Pizza. It's amazing.
I know. I consider myself cultured and worldly.
Well, the accent alone does that for you. I guess we have
You know. That and other things, but...
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's I'm still looking forward to it, and I can't wait to go.
So this girl that broke up with you, do you want to give us her phone number and we could call her and yell at her for you?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I'll definitely post it on the Facebook page.
That's a problem right there.
Don't post it on the Facebook.
Maybe that's why she broke up with you.
he can
private message us on the Facebook.
Yes, you could
page.
Do that, but don't post it.
Yeah, I'll send you the private message and all that. But no, she honestly, like, there's no, like, hard feeling. I'm not, like, bitter or upset or anything about it. It's just what happens. And
you have any,
you know, I just gotta deal with it.
Any nudes you want to give us to post on Metal Injections, like some kind of revenge porn kind of thing?
We do that.
No, I was the proper gentleman. None of that stuff.
All right.
For shame.
Well, she might have
the
sent
proper
it to you without you soliciting it.
Yep.
Yeah, she sent us your dick pics. We didn't post them yet, but we have them.
And what a mighty pic it is.
I think they're kidding, but I can't be sure.
It's possible.
We did blow it up poster size.
Yeah, well.
We need to decorate this live cast studio.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Make you feel at home when you come visit.
There was a valid question in the chat whether you married her just to have citizenship.
He didn't marry her.
Oh, okay.
It was just like a long-distance girlfriend.
Well, we don't know that he didn't marry
her. No,
you know?
She was, she was over here for about like a year or so. If she was over there for another year, she probably would have, tried to, when are you going to do it? I want to become citizen and all that. And it's like, no.
Aren't Australian chicks supposed to be really good looking? You should be banging
them. No, she was American.
But I'm saying, why are you bothering with American? You got all these good-looking Australian chicks right there.
Yeah, we're fat and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely don't.
I mean, she was there. She's nice, but, it's like...
She was there and she's a Nazi?
I don't know. You can't help it, I guess.
Go find Olivia Newton-John's granddaughter. Bang that. It's probably hot.
Ugh, gross. I think she has, like, anorexia or something.
Her granddaughter?
She's fucking gross. I don't know, like a daughter or a granddaughter or something.
What?
I know someone related to Olivia Newton-John. I think it's her daughter or a granddaughter has a wicked public struggle with anorexia.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the lead singer of Silverchair? Because he had anorexia for sure.
He most certainly did too, and I'm surprised that you know about Silverchair.
Why? They were huge here for like 5 minutes.
No, yeah, they were very over.
Really? They were huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That first album,
there you go.
It's called Frog Stomp.
Frog Stomp, man. It was one of the first CDs I bought.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
How old are you?
That was 23. Up there for me, too. I
was
in
like
high school.
35 when I came.
What?
No, man. Frog Stomp, get out of here, man.
I was like, junior
in
high school?
I'm saying the first CD I bought.
Sophomore?
I think I would have been about like 8 or 9 years old or so.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember like, all the film clips today is like on, on TV and all that. On Rage, as we call it, in the ABC.
I have no idea what you're saying anymore.
It's music videos.
Oh.
What is?
That's why you got to come to Australia, and then you'll realize what I'm talking about.
Oh, all right. That'll go there.
Yeah, this is our version of MTV. Yeah.
Will you fly us out? We'll do a live cast from your house if you fly us out.
What was that big... K-Rock single from Silverchair.
Is it Wait for Tomorrow?
How does that go again?
I'm not going to sing it. Rob, cue it up.
What? Wait for
you
Tomorrow?
You don't want to
No. There you go. Yeah, that's it.
Fat boy.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, it goes like that.
Catchy. I don't even hear the Australian.
This is the B-side.
I sit fuck on the Bobby.
All right, guys. I'm going to head to work now.
Their big head.
Was that even on that album?
Oh, not on that album. Okay, here's Tomorrow. Oh, okay, I remember this now.
Country music voice for this, and it worked.
No, that's my 90s alternative.
It's like
voice.
7 Mary 3.
Yeah.
That,
no,
this
is
all country.
This is Silverchair featuring Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
Why can't everyone be the same color like me and Ella Goulday?
I really hope Glenn Benton doesn't call in to us.
Silverchair. Oh, God.
We should ask him what his favorite Silverchair song is.
On our level. Here's
right,
the
guys,
other one.
I'm heading into a room, so we'll probably cut out.
Hold on.
I'm heading into a lift now.
Sorry.
What?
Oh, I think he hung up on us. Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your call.
This is the other Silverchair one.
Oh, jeez.
What is it?
Silverchair hair. It's all the kids with the blonde
it sounds
hair.
Sounds like Hanson.
What? Hanson? Who's Hanson?
His wife's favorite band.
Yeah. Well, at the time, yeah. She does have a tattoo.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay, stop. Enough.
These guys were only a little bit younger than Silverchair. Silverchair, they were like 16 when they came out. When
middle
that
chick was
hot.
I just wanted Glenn Benton to call in here. Mbop.
Moments away from Glenn Benton.
Nobody gets
in
their throat cut at a Hanson show, I'll tell you that right now.
But people do get pushed off the stage.
This is the Silverchair I know.
This is like late when Rob was the only one still listening.
Yeah.
This was like a big hit on MTV, I remember.
It's when you had your stained shirt and metal ball.
Oh, totally. I never really even liked Silverchair, though.
No, I wouldn't like this either.
Was my jam.
It sounds like stained.
I thought we discussed this, like when we talked about like our first albums or CDs we ever bought. I got like Toadies, Rubberneck, fucking Dookie.
All right, yeah. That was one of my first as well.
In Utero and...
Oh, I remember this.
I don't know.
But this is like one or two albums after Frogstomp. Meanwhile, could you name an album Frogstomp now without PETA like getting up your ass? You can't stomp on a frog.
I don't know.
You can't do
Hannibal
it.
Burris, didn't he get one like called Pigeon Kicker or something like that?
What? Did he? All right.
So.
Well, Pig Destroyer.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that's about cops.
Yeah, all right, fine. But they don't.
They don't know that.
So like, a kid who buys that album might actually go destroy a pig. You don't know.
As long as he cooks it up and shares, that's fine.
All right, it's 6:31. Glenn Benton hasn't called in yet.
Are you sure you just didn't miss the Tampa area code like they told you?
No, I didn't. I'm looking. There are two callers.
I want to read this comment.
That wasn't him that we just talked to?
Vampiro says, Rob called into Kane and Crazy Cabby all the time to request Silverchair.
He probably did. But say the name right, Darren.
What did I say wrong?
The chat name.
Vampiro?
That's it.
Is it really? Why is
Vampiro?
It's funnier that way, that's all. Right.
Oh, oh,
it's
like...
Oklahoma pronunciation.
Yeah. Vampiro!
That's not what it's supposed to be.
It's a long inside joke that we probably shouldn't
mention. I don't
want to
hear it.
Also, the Misfit song, they say Vampiro in the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Vampiro.
No, Vampira.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's abroad.
It's a cover of like a really old song.
So I guess it all depends on what his name is a tribute to then.
Interesting.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think this might be.
Maybe.
Is your butt vibrating?
He also pointed out that the succulent Chinese meal guy was from Australia. We should ask Matt about that.
I thought it was
that.
New Zealand.
Maybe. Well,
the same difference.
Same country.
Yeah.
I think we might have Glenn Benton on the phone right now. Is this Glenn Benton?
I hope it's Rob.
It could be.
all right. Thank you for calling in, Glenn. We're on the phone with Glenn Benton of DSI. Glenn, you're here with Rob, Sid.
Hello.
Sean.
Yep.
And 3D.
Hi there.
Okay. How you doing?
Thank you for taking some time out of your busy Sunday. What were you doing?
Yeah, right
on. How do you keep busy on the Lord's Day?
On the Sabbath.
I was actually watching some reenactment of Jonestown Massacre, and I just got to the good point there, part there when they were shooting everybody on the tarmac. So,
is that like a Civil War reenactment thing?
No.
Where people all get together and do it?
What's that?
Is that like a Civil War reenactment where everyone gets together and just kind of does it over again?
No, it was on TV. Come on.
That would be fun, though, if people didn't just reenact wars, but reenacted, like, other tragedies and stuff, just for fun on weekends.
War is a tragedy.
Yeah.
I was watching the Jim Jones reenactment of Guyana, the Jones Temple Massacre.
Mm. Was that on the History Channel? What channel was
it? It was on one of them, you know, one of them smart people channels.
It was on OWN. Yeah.
Telemundo.
True TV.
cool. Well, of course, the new DSI album, In the Minds of Evil, comes out November 26th via Century Media Records. In the Minds of Evil, is this the album when DSI finally goes acoustic?
No, that's the next record. I always wait till it's my last record in my contract to do something like that.
Oh, smart. This one you got to really leave a good impression with.
I always wait for my last record of my contract to just fill in the blanks. So,
cool. All right. Well, we're also going to take some calls from fans. If you want to call and ask Glenn Benton a question, the number to dial 646-929-1357. We have the Necrosexual on the line.
How the hell are you, Glenn?
Good, good. How are you?
Grim.
What's your question, Necro?
Glenn, you've been around for, 20 years. You put out all these albums that were so influential to death metal. You toured the world. My question is this. What is your favorite flavor of Franzia boxed wine?
I believe that wine in a box is one of the cardinal sins. And if you drink wine in a box, you're just not right in the world, man. So
he's calling
you
a necrosexual.
I think he's calling him white trash.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's what you're totally
if
into.
You drink wine
though,
in a box,
right?
You are ghetto.
that is so metal. I mean, it's totally grim. I mean, it's so lo-fi. Wine in a box.
You can only drink wine in a box when you have a full bottle of Advil.
I mean, look, I actually prefer to drink it out of a goat horn, but, I mean, I will totally drink it out of a box, too, with a full box. A merciful
face. It depends on what kind of box you're drinking it out of.
That's true. Oh, hey-o, talking about vaginas. All right, thank you for your question, Necrosexuals. Do you have any more?
Yes. Have you ever noticed, Glenn, that if you play Deicide Records over Kindergarten Cop, it totally looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger is singing along to Deicide?
That's awesome.
It is so...
Oh, sorry for cutting you off, Necro. Sorry, I didn't...
Boom.
I'm sorry. Thank you for your call, Necro. Glenn, speaking of booze, I recently learned that you've given up alcohol. Is that true? Or smoking, at least, I've heard.
I've given up everything. I mean, I have occasional glass of wine with dinner, but that's about the extent of my drinking anymore.
Right. I don't want to come off negative or anything, but one sort of phrase that went around the metal scene for a while was, Glenn Benton will smoke all of your weed. So,
yeah, I quit.
Was it hard to quit?
Not really, man. I quit a few times, but it just got to the point on the on the road, man. It just takes too much of a toll on my voice. So just really in the weed today, and it's you're better off dropping liquid acid in your eye sockets than to smoke the weed today.
So is that what you do now?
It's a rub.
No, I don't do really much of anything, man. I just, I'm a lot of coffee, a lot of caffeine.
Any favorite brand? Any favorite kind of roast?
I have a cappuccino machine, and I just make it really, like, strong. So that's
now,
my only vice these days.
Now, I'm a big fan of frothing my milk with my cappuccino.
Come on, let's cue PG-13, right?
No, for the cappuccino. For the cappuccino.
Yeah,
do you froth
that much,
milk?
And I'm not that patient of a person.
He doesn't seem like a frother.
But if it was offered to you, if someone was offering to froth your milk.
Oh, come on. Let's keep
for his cappuccino.
Just would you wash your hands before you touch it.
Awesome. Well, I want to address the elephant in the room, which is the inverted cross that you have in your forehead. Now, I'm sure that must get you a lot of attention, especially when you're not being Glenn Benton, frontman of DSI. You're just Glenn
at the
Benton.
Bank.
Yeah, Glenn Benton at the bank, depositing some cash.
Glenn Benton at Napa Auto Parts.
Like, what was the, has there been any weird, like altercation in just, like, regular?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. You know when you go to Universal Studios or Walt Disney World and you pay that extra $60 for a speed pass?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I've got a permanent speed pass. It works everywhere. The grocery store, Walmart, stand anywhere where a line is formed, it usually gets me to the front of the line quicker.
Let's get this guy out of here.
It's not a bad idea.
That's awesome.
Consider getting one myself.
It works.
I don't know if you have the aura for it.
Yeah. It might give me the aura. Maybe I'll get an inverted Star of David, though. You can't really even tell.
Nope.
Unless you're up close, so you wouldn't even notice it was...
Yeah. And
it's
symmetrical. How could you have an inverted Star of David?
Yeah, maybe a 45-degree rotation.
Yeah, you'd have to turn.
Oh, yeah. See? It wouldn't work. I'd have to explain to people, no. This is actually inverted.
Sid failed geometry.
Let's take some calls from fans. If you want to ask Glenn Benton a question, 646-929-1357. We have two 856s on the line. 856-905.
Jeez.
Go with that one.
Give out the whole phone
That's
number.
That's not their whole phone number.
We'll give the rest.
856?
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Pretty good. I just wanted to ask Glenn, with all these bands doing, like, album tours, if you ever considered doing, like, a whole album in a set, like, Once Upon the Cross, one shot?
No. No.
All right, thank you.
I'm not putting out disco albums these days that require me to relive my youth. I would much rather focus on the future and work on putting out records and that are worth a shit and touring for them instead of trying to relive something from my youth.
That's great. So you prefer to play newer material when you go out?
Well, this new album, we're going to start focusing on playing more of the stuff off the new stuff and then throwing a few oldies in that. But I think we all know what we're talking about here. And, you know, without pointing dicks at each other, I just think that it's better off to focus on the future. I have a saying, I never swim up the same shit river twice. So.
Awesome.
Totally going to steal that.
All right, let's take the other 856. You're on the air with Glenn Benton.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was wondering if I was the 856 number, but why have you guys not ever been on like the summer festival touring circuits in the summer here in the U.S. like Man Fest, Summer Slaughter, or like I know Trespass like mentioned a rumor of you guys, so I was wondering why you guys haven't joined any of those tours.
Usually we're in the European theater for the summer tours and that, so. That's a good question. We're with Rock the Nation now, so we're getting a lot more offers for a lot more different things and that. So usually, like I said, summers are usually spent in Europe. That's where the bigger open-air festivals are going on. So.
Now, what kind of, are there any bands that you're like, oh, you know, I feel like a tour with Deicide and this band would really make sense. Do you have any bands like that, any sort of wish list for touring?
Nah, it's, you know, it's anymore, man, is just to try to put together a bill like that is, it's kind of tough in that, but we're trying to throw a thing together. We're trying to throw our own little big four together with us, Suffocation, Malevolent, Obituary, a predominantly death metal package is what we're trying to put together.
Oh, that's cool. And how would the, Now, would there be arguments over who goes in what time in the set, or does it even matter that when they're
That's always been the problem with trying to put something like this together because, you know, you got to, you know, first off, the money, you know everybody's going to be, you know, trying to grab more dough than the others, and positioning, I could care less, man, what the positioning is for me. I mean, if I get done early, I get to the, you know, hotel quicker, you know, if I play last, it really doesn't matter to me. At my age and at my point in my career, I just don't give a shit to play, you know, the whole rock star was, you know, who goes first bullshit.
Yeah,
I say, man, we're all out there trying to do the same thing. We're all out there trying to, you know, keep this thing alive. And that, so it really doesn't matter to me. All that technical stuff doesn't really bother me anymore.
Cool. And I want to know, do you just listen to death metal? Like, what do you listen to other than that? It can't just be death all the time, right?
I really don't listen to much death metal at all. I mean, there really isn't much death metal out there, you know, from where I came from, and I really don't like to poison my mind with that kind of stuff, man. So I listen to a lot of old metal, I listen to everything besides you know redundant rap and bullshit like that, pop and all that kind of crap. I don't listen to anything like that, but just the old, you know, the old faves. And every once in a while, something pops up that's, you know, you listen to it a couple times, and you know, I'm just like the rest of the world. You know?
Do you like any kind of rap, or is just like all rap is out, or is just like the shitty rap?
I mean, I like outlaw country, I like outlaw rap, you know what I mean? But, you know what, the thing with rap is one of the things where it's like you listen to a song a couple times, and then you put it to bed, you know what I mean? That's the thing with rap, it's all the same.
Does Glenn Benn get down with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon?
I've been known to get down on some Pink Floyd, especially back in the days when I used to like to see, you know, things. But I used to like to use my imagination part of my brain, let's say.
I got it. We asked this question last week. Could we ever see, or would you be willing to do a co-headlining run with the Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't think that would work.
I see. All right. Well, let's take another.
There'd be a shortage on ammunition in every town that we play, probably. There'd be too many big guns in the room together, you know.
I see. 507. You're on the air with Glenn Benton.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
My name's Chris. I just wanted a question for Glenn. I noticed you guys worked on a new record. What do your guys do for, like, your writing process? I was curious, like, do you guys just usually rehearse in your practice space, or do you guys work on, like, recording programs and, like, send them to each other and just work them at home or shit like that? Because I know that's what I do with my band, but I was just kind of curious to see what you guys do as process for writing.
Well, back in the, I mean, there's been different processes. You know, when Steve and me were doing most, predominantly all the writing and that, Steve would write everything, bring it to practice, and then teach it to all of us. Back in the day, he used to make me videos and just, you know, throw me a video in the mail, and I would get it, and then I would learn all the material, and then we'd bring it to practice and start tightening the stuff up. But this last record, it was pretty much kind of like the first record, where we all came to practice with our bits and parts, and we all got together and just put them all together, you know. I mean, it was very reminiscent of the first album writing process, where we all got together and we threw bits and pieces. Like, Kev had a couple parts there that I, you know, expanded on, and Steve and Jack, and, I mean, we all kind of just, like, you know, we all helped out, you know, in the writing process. So you can hear that in the, when you hear the new album, I think you can hear that kind of camaraderie, you know, going on there with the music, you know.
Yeah, and what I love is that you're working with the Audio Hammer Studios guys, and I think these are some of the best Deicide records, sound-wise, that I've heard in a while. What's it like working with Jason Sukoff, who himself seems like quite an eccentric individual?
Jay is good people, man. Jay and Ron and Mark Lewis, all them guys over there, they're doing great things over there, you know. And it's a totally different process to work with people who are into this than to work with people that are just looking for a check, you know. No offense against other studios that we've worked at, but you know what? These guys, they're metal. And when you're working with a metal, you know, producer and engineer and that, it shows in the product, you know, because they're striving to make it as heavy as they possibly can, where, you know, other people just want to get through the day and get the hell out of there, you know.
Yeah, but also, did you stay at the he has like a whole compound there. Did you stay over during the recording process?
No, I just live a couple hours away, so I drove back and forth. When I was in the studio doing the vocals, it was, you know, every day, man, get up early, drive there, you know, do a day's worth of work, and then come back home. Right. So it was a pretty long and drawn out process, but I think it shows in the product, man. I mean, it's Jay's an old school Legion fan, and you know, and not that he was pushing us for that, but I mean, he was pretty brutal on me as far as, you know, getting my vocals down and that. And it was, you know, come home every day, eat a bunch of ibuprofen, and then get up in the morning, go back and do it again.
Right, right, okay, cool.
It felt like a job.
Whoa. You were taking it seriously. Well, that's, he inspires you to take it
seriously. Well, it was one of those things where it's like, you know, do it again. Do it, you know, it's like doing a pancake commercial. Eat some pancakes, spit them in the bucket. Eat some pancakes, spit them in the bucket. You know, it's...
Yeah.
By the time I was done, I didn't want to eat fucking pancakes anymore.
All right, let's take a few more calls, and then we'll let you go. 507, you're on with Glenn Benton.
Oh, no, I guess I'm still on the line, huh?
Oh, sorry. Whoops. I wasn't sure if it was 517. Let's do it.
Oh, hello. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
It's going good, man.
You have a question for Glenn?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah, we can
What's
hear that.
That?
You have a question for Glenn Benton?
Yeah, man. Fucking his badass, dude. I'm glad you guys are getting entertainment out of this. No, but seriously, I want to know, like, about the bass playing on the record and all that. Like, fucking,
there is some.
How is it from, like, it's from, I know, like, I mean, you've always had good bass playing, man, but like, how is it from, like, you know, like, for what, like, fucking, I know it. I mean, I know fucking death metal's come a long way with recording, but how is it now, you know, compared to back when it was back then?
All right, well, let me answer your question, man. Here, this time around, having Jason Sukoff doing a record, he's a bass player.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bass player, guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay gave me an opportunity, unlike all the other records, where Jay wanted to focus on the bass playing. I was allowed to improvise. I was encouraged to improvise. And...
Right.
It shows when you hear the record, because there's a lot of outside the box thinking as far as the bass playing, where I wasn't just following the guitar playing. I was able to do things outside of just following the guitars. So That and the mix itself, Jay put me up in the mix. So for me, I think it's one of the best Deicide records for bass.
Fuck yeah, Glenn. That's fucking
good. Instead of being buried behind a bunch of thin guitars, I'm actually up front now. So
cool,
I'm
man.
Happy with it.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It sounds really, really top-notch.
As I pointed out in the chat, that's the guy who's going to go to the Deicide and Wu-Tang show.
Oh, that dude. That's the market. 479, you're on the phone with Glenn Benton.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Jeff Fleiser from Norway.
Hello, Jeff Fleiser from Norway.
I just I have one thing to say and one question. First of all, here's Satan, if you know what that means. That's Norwegian. And I gotta say to you, Glenn, and I also got to ask one question. Except for the bass parts and all that you've done more properly on this record, what would you feel? What would you say is the biggest difference from this one to the last one?
The last one was kind of like going to Audio Hammer the first time with Mark Lewis. You kind of get a feel of where it's going to go this time, you know. So on that last one, it was kind of, you know, being our first record ever, you know, for me working at Audio Hammer, we were working towards this direction. This is more of a refined sound than it was from the last record. And, you know, working with Jay was a completely different, you know, experience than working with Mark. This time around, there was a lot more emphasis put on each part, you know, as far as time-wise, guitars, drums, vocals, bass. There was more time spent. And it wasn't a matter of getting it right. It was just a matter of making it as aggressive as we possibly could get it. And Jay's
awesome.
A good person at focusing on those things.
Cool. Thank you for your question, Death Lazar. All right, well, we're going to let you go, Glenn. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Just one quick request. We have a long-time listener to the show. His name is Guillermo. He lives in Nebraska, and he actually called us a few years ago, and his one request was, can you get Deicide to play in Nebraska? Now, at the time, I was like, oh, I have no power at all. And, I mean, obviously, you're not your booking agent, but if you could just tip him off that there is a huge market for Deicide in Nebraska, maybe you guys can get a gig there so our friend Guillermo can go see you guys finally.
No.
Thank you.
Well, at least Guillermo now knows that I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
You know, all I can say is, you know, hop on a bus, go one state over, get, you know, does anybody even live in Nebraska?
Guillermo does. We just told him.
I think just Guillermo. Not,
he's
this is our
down.
Question.
He's the one down. Latino that lives in Nebraska, so we felt like we should do him a favor.
What the hell is he doing there, man?
That's
a little too far north.
Yeah. He stayed on a bus too long.
Man. Every time I go through Nebraska, I get pulled over. And it's not because I did anything wrong. It's just because I looked at the cop as he was passing me.
He's probably lonely.
Boy,
he's probably the first person.
There is a lot
all
of lonely people in Nebraska.
That cross on your head is upside down, boy.
Cool. All right. Well, we want
to leave Nebraska to the Nebraskans.
Yeah. There you go. We want to play a track off your forthcoming album, In the Minds of Evil, out next Tuesday. Do you have a favorite track for us to play?
I've got a bunch in that, but play The Misery of One.
Great, cool. Let's play that one. Glenn, thank you so much for
hey, man, no problem, anytime.
Wait, what was the name of the song again? We're going to let you go, but can you just tell us the name of the song?
Misery of One.
Thanks. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you so much. That was
thank
Glenn
you.
Benton warning himself. It's like he knows. Glenn Benton, let's play some Deicide. Here's Misery of One. Oh!
What? I won myself.
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast, metalinjection.net.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in yo ass. Fools. Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead. You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast. While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Shorter.
Chuck Landington. Welcome. Say, hey, hey, here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
Thank you, Chuck. Welcome back to the show. And, Darren, you might want to remind people of something. About what the show is, who the show is brought to you by.
Yes, this show is brought to you by Toontrack, the Swedish software company behind the drum samplers and software tools many of your favorite bands rely on for songwriting and studio work. Easy Drummer, Superior Drummer, Easy Mix 2, and more. All November, they're celebrating Metal Month, an entire month dedicated only to metal. Head to Toontrack.com, that's TONTrack.com, for new gear, deals, and happenings. Toontrack, Rob.
Thanks, Darren. Toontrack are wonderful people. And we're back.
I didn't know we were doing a live read.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens. The live read happens.
Tapped me on the bum or something.
What's the next one? Noah's Arcade?
The best arcade game.
Wayne World.
That was a great interview. I'm still recovering, clearly.
I'm recoiling from that. That was so
That was cool. Awesome. Glenn Benn seems like a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he'd be fun in studio.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fun guy to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Though, I don't know, we'd be staring at the tattoo the whole time.
It's not a tattoo.
It's not?
It's a scar.
That's burned in.
It's Jesus. Jesus. He branded himself.
But is what color is it? Like, how visible
is it?
It's
like a burn. Yeah.
It's like a skin. It's like, like a scar.
So would people maybe not think he did it on purpose at first and just be like, that guy has a weird scar?
It's like
very
a birthmark.
Clearly
like it's crossed. Though.
If he wore
like
a beanie or something, would it be covered?
Yeah.
Oh, so then maybe that's what he does sometimes if he doesn't want to have shit.
Wear a bandana.
Yeah.
Like Bret Michaels.
Yeah. Then maybe that's why Bret Michaels has bandanas all the time.
Maybe Glenn Benton's in Steel Panther, and he wears one of those do-rags. We just don't realize it's him.
They all have wigs.
It's like Superman. You cover up the cross, and you can't tell it's him.
And good response to the track in the chat room.
Yeah,
Darren, you said it sounded like Slayer.
I didn't say that.
Oh, somebody said that.
But I do agree with that. It does sound a little bit like Slayer.
Vampiro in the chat makes a good point. Glenn Benton.
Vampiro!
Glenn Benton should just wear a shmata. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And then Gino Jesus chimes in. He can just borrow Sway's. It's true.
Yeah. Next time he's serious.
Wouldn't that be unsanitary though? He has his peen in the shmata.
I think the inverted cross sanctifies everything that it touches. So it'll be good. It's all right.
It sanctifies the peen out of the out of the shmata.
That's an early episode title contender. Sanctifies the peen
out of the in parentheses out of the shmata.
You really think Rob's gonna handle
Google
that?
How to spell it?
I'll stay a few minutes.
I'm worrying that he's gonna misspell peen somehow.
Come on.
He misspelled koala that one time. For God's sake, we can't trust this guy.
But peen.
How would you spell peen, Rob?
P33N.
I agree.
Well, he has to make it safe for searches so it doesn't get censored.
How would it be spelled, Sid?
I would just do P-E-E-N.
Yeah, P-E-E-N.
Peen wouldn't be censored. Right, Rob?
Well, sanctifying the peen?
Sanctifying?
Shankletown?
That's how Shankletown would sanctify something.
He's trolling us now.
I never know with him. I don't know. I think he actually thinks sanctifying is a word.
No. What was the parenthesis? I'm writing.
Don't do
down.
It. Just
out of the shmata.
Shit.
That's the next Deicide album. That's the acoustic one. When his contract's up.
I really hope there was an acoustic Deicide album.
How are you spelling shmata?
S-H-M-A-T-A.
Do you approve of that, Darren?
I think you should Google
Say
it.
Say again.
S-H-M-A-T-A.
That's correct. Or S-C-H, but I would say S-H. Probably better.
Yeah, thank
you. So Shlomo, I used to spell with a C in there also.
Oh, yeah.
And then he famously...
S-H-L-O-M-O.
No, SHLOMOCHOINA.
MOCHOINA.
Soma China.
China.
I wonder if he's like out in the world making a living now.
You think?
He got some arranged marriage.
He's a public speaker.
He's like, a man now?
With like an albino, like a 400-pound albino Orthodox Jewish girl that nobody else wanted.
Oh.
And was foisted upon Shlomo, and now they have like two kids. And he's already like hating life, and that's why he doesn't call in, because she doesn't let him use the phone.
Oh.
Poor Shlomo.
I think so.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
He's
his
alive.
His wild youth.
Do you really know if he's alive still?
He's technically alive, but his soul is dead. That's what Sid's saying.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Damn albino woman. Fucked his life up.
He used to have such joy. He would sing all day.
Do you think he serenaded his wife on their wedding day with this?
Yeah, this is painful.
I'm glad they got Whitney's corpse up there, too. That's good.
Yeah. They did like a seance.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you had some new drops? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Stand by. Nice. These, of course, are drops that Spanky sends into us from time to time. Hold on. You need to give me a little second here. All right.
While Darren queues up the drops, I want to remind everyone that you can call us up, 646-929-1357.
All right. There's about, what, like 20 here?
Oh, my God.
Start with
Cornucopia.
Shlomo.
Cornucopia.
She was busy.
We were just talking about Shlomo.
Well, some of the cases, when you forgot to read, let's get his mission from the think about it like today and get no.
Well, that's got like cell phone interference on top of.
Anyone want to take a stab at what he's trying to do?
I want to stab myself.
We should make a game out of that. Just take Shlomo.
But we don't have the answer. How could we?
Well,
no,
one of us
game.
Should sit there and figure out.
Oh, who's nobody? Nobody should.
Well, we can
do
get
that.
Shlomo on the line you to say he, what he was. Let him play
think
the game.
He recognize what the hell he's saying there? Come on. He's only a man.
I feel like he said it's in the future. It's in the future.
Something
I heard
about Reba.
Schedule in there.
All right, in the future, let's see if.
Her
family life too.
A grim something.
I
heard family.
I was just reminded now of when we got Phil and Selma to call in, and Shlomo was on the line. And Phil and Selma would not believe that Shlomo was a real person.
Yeah, he thought we were pranking him.
I still don't believe Phil and Selma's a real person, so take that.
Shlomo, you're on the air with Phil and Selma. What's your question?
All right, what else do we have?
What the fuck did he just say? What else do we have?
Stand by. All right, these are Sean drops.
Oh,
you can't talk when I'm doing you.
A good one.
It's true.
Sent in by his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat my dick on the mic.
Oh!
For Noah. You were talking to Noah, it says here. There's another Sean one.
Oh, that felt great.
Wait, what was that one?
That felt great.
Sean.
I'll save the mouth for later.
Yeah, this one we were actually talking about last week. So
yeah, that would fuck Kathy Bates so hard.
That got a tingle downstairs.
Oh, sorry, I talked over that.
Can it be our milk?
Can it be? It's a little low. We can't really use that one.
Oops. And the warmest penis.
And this was you talking to Super Nintendo Chalmers.
I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, now up to Rob.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're not wearing panties. What?
They're not wearing
panties.
Sounds like Seinfeld.
My finger's in your cooch.
That's my favorite.
Girls in public.
Oh, wait.
I finger girls in public.
Yep.
Bruno, I'm going to come on the dog.
Watch out.
I'm going to come on the dog.
I guess there's other meat products that I could stuff my face with.
He raped me with his butt.
Is that possible? This one is a Rob and Sean together.
Wholesale ass?
Wholesale ass.
Good text.
Good text. Dick will make you slap. I already actually had that one. It just doesn't come up that often. This is Axel. Drop from Axel.
I definitely got a friend, a giant black cock.
I don't know what that means. All right, now these are me.
I wanted to fuck Rob so bad.
I wish I knew what the fuck I was saying.
It sounds like there's an edit in the middle of that.
No, it needs zero context.
It might, I was going to say, it might not be an edit, but it might be like to the middle of a sentence or something. Yeah.
I like to jerk off on women's feet while walking in on my parents.
I don't remember even saying that.
How is it even possible?
I know that's not me talking.
Yeah, you're like reading.
First of all, I've never met my father, so I can't walk in on my parents. Here's the last one.
I fucked the liver once.
I could say definitively I've never fucked a liver.
Oh, so that's a shame.
As far as you know.
I was quoting someone else on that one. All right. That's it.
That's very good. Can it be our milk? That's just a quote from Billy Madison. So,
is that right? I don't remember that.
I don't know if we should keep that in the drop pile.
That's funny that you're saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think.
All right. And thank you again, Spanky.
Yay!
Wonderful, wonderful work
awesome
that you
hard
do.
Hard work.
You do a great service for us.
Wholesale ass.
Wholesale ass?
Wholesale ass.
You want to play that Rob Ford clip, Rob?
Yeah, I was wholesale ass?
Wholesale ass.
You don't have usually any tandem fucking quotes as good.
Yeah. Work up more of those. Rob.
Rob, while you're
thinking about this. Some of the cases, when you talk about a reader, get his mission from with the rotating the family, like, okay, I'm getting, no. Oh, Guadalajara? No, I'm going to have a challenge.
Hey!
Hey!
What was that? I think I heard my name in there.
No,
maybe.
No, I found the clip. All right, so let's do a little backstory. Rob Ford is the mayor of Toronto, was accused of smoking crack a few weeks ago. Vehemently.
Well, he wasn't accused
of it. No, he was accused of it like a year ago.
A year ago.
I'm known to have done it.
Yeah, he finally fessed up.
Yep. And then a pile of other accusations came toward him, and he wanted to clarify one accusation was not true.
I've had enough. That's why I warned you guys yesterday, be careful what you wrote. Okay, so that's all I have to say for now. And the next thing I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton and tell them that we're going to have to spank the little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
I love this man so much.
What a way with words. But then the best of this clip is just hearing, like, all the reporters after he leaves, just listen.
Was
very
there
much.
Anything that was true?
Were you driving?
It's all right.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
We might be going live.
Because the thing is, like,
I love that guy.
Yes, he's incompetent and needs to be taken out of office, but, God, the media must have such a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they probably want him to stay just because it's so much fun covering him.
The best thing is he was in a jersey that said Mayor Ford on the back of it. Like, he is his own. He's Eric Cartman incarnate.
Have you ever seen the footage of him trying to play football?
No.
Oh, when he fell over? It was amazing.
Look it up. I don't think there's any audio, but I just want to see your reaction to seeing this clip for the first time.
He reminds me of Chris Farley.
Yeah. Totally.
Now,
except Chris Farley had a certain amount of grace to him. Underneath all that doofiness, but this guy is without any of that grace.
Now, okay, I didn't follow this that close until all this crap started coming on the news. Is he a terrible mayor as well?
I don't know. I honestly...
Well, they're trying to take, like, all these different powers away from him and stuff. Yeah, he's a bad...
He's been stripped of his power.
Yeah, no, I mean, but, like, okay, he does the crack and all that shit, but, like...
Oh, sorry, I just watched the
clip. Have you ever seen this clip, Darren?
It's basically him revving up to throw
a
football.
He takes the snap and falls all over immediately.
He takes the step back to, like, throw the football.
And it's like somebody shot him with a rifle.
As he takes the step back, he falls over.
There's multiple angles of that, too.
Good to know. Oh, yeah, sorry.
But, like, I guess there was some scandal, like, a year or two ago where he was, like, taking government funds and using them to, like, finance his own, like, personal charity or whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. And here's him admitting he smoked cocaine.
Smoked cocaine?
Smoked crack cocaine.
Did the chief offer to show you the video personally?
You know what? I can't comment on the video that I haven't seen. You guys have asked me a question. You asked me. You asked me a question back in May, and you can repeat that question.
The question we asked you back in May.
Yeah.
Can you explain
the video?
Do you like crack?
You asked me a couple questions, and what were those questions?
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Do you want to eat some other woman's pussy?
Yes, I have some crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it?
I dabble in crack.
In one of his drunken stupors.
Hey, if I'm drunk, you can throw anything in my face and I'll suck on it.
Listen, who hasn't? That's another drop.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Too late.
Nope.
That's Rob Ford. Too late. You're as Rob.
All right, fair enough.
I'm saying it as Rob, which cut off the Ford. Yeah. I don't. Rob driving a Ford. I don't understand that like, you know, I'll do that only because have you ever gotten drunk and then smoked crack because you were drunk?
Where I wouldn't even know where to find crack. I guess if you're the mayor, you know where to find everything in your
town.
But
I'm saying, forget that for a second.
Have I gotten drunk and wanted to smoke crack? Yes. Haven't we all?
But, I mean, even if you were in a room.
I've never been, like, that drunk where I don't know that, like, oh, I shouldn't be, like, no, this is a, like, crack.
Right.
Crack was never offered
it's
to me.
It's crack. It's like you're at a party and there's 900 people there and four of them are doing crack. And you're drunk. You're not going to pick up the crack pipe, are you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, everyone! I got a crack pipe! No. And it's I feel like it wouldn't have been at a party. Like, he would have had to gone out and seeked crack out.
Do you think maybe part of it in his drunken stupor, he was like, I want to know what the plight of the underclass really is. As mayor, I want to understand the poor and downtrodden people of my town, so I'm going to smoke crack to see what it is that they're going through.
Do
you think that was like his mental justification?
I'm going to do Glenn Benton. No. No. He likes crack.
Because if that was the case, he would have said it. And no, he's a crackhead.
Maybe he knew how stupid that would sound. That's the truth. Yeah. I can't say that.
Also, just like, a few months ago, you were asking me a question.
Yeah.
Come on. You're cold.
This isn't a game. Just tell us you did crack, you big, fat, dumbass.
Let's see some more explanation.
This is your question. You asked the question properly. I'll answer it.
How many times?
I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on.
And smoke some crack.
But I understand how he's still the mayor. Like, he's a fucking crackhead.
It's Canada. They're very polite.
But didn't he get elected after it was re-elected after it was known that he smoked crack?
I think he's up for election next year.
I thought he was elected since doing crack.
Since it being known that he did crack?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Like Marion Barry got elected.
We need Groban to call in and tell us how long the terms are for mayors in Toronto. Even though I don't think he's in Toronto.
You're in Toronto listening, 646-929-1357. I think he's right outside Toronto, actually.
Oh, really? I thought he was like in Vancouver or some shit.
No, definitely outside of Toronto.
I think the correct pronunciation is Toronto.
Also, here's him on trial.
Have you purchased illegal drugs in the last 2 years?
This isn't on trial, exactly.
Yeah, this is just like a deposition.
No.
But yeah.
Yes, I have.
Just him waiting, like,
a long-ass pause.
Sweating. Yep.
I love it. He's awesome. I would vote for him. For mayor of Toronto, not my
Yeah. Well, it's not like Toronto is sunken into the sea. I mean, as bad a job as he's doing, Toronto's still fine.
Yep.
I mean, the Jays suck, but I don't think that's their number one concern.
Someone sent me this. I didn't know you were at that press conference.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
You asked him a question. Here.
Oh,
What was the question that I asked him?
I don't know. I lost it. We're going to have to find that...
Oh, here it is.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Oh, that's what he was like. Okay, Rob,
you
a
had
few
me?
Months ago, you asked me a question. I couldn't answer it back then, but I want to answer it now.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
You had me
yes,
at eat.
Because he's a rotund man.
Yes, that's it was a fat joke.
That's true.
He probably enjoys shrimps and ribs like I do.
Mm-hmm.
Had some ribs last night.
Pea meal.
Did you take a photo and put it on your Facebook?
No.
Vampiro said Rob Ford smokes crack with Jose Reyes. That's not. Come on. I'm pretty sure he doesn't smoke crack.
You're pretty sure. You're not 100% sure.
I mean, I have no way of knowing for sure.
Ari Dickey?
Come on. He's a Christian.
So?
So?
He's in Canada. There's the area code rule.
Yeah, but there's lots of mountains for him to climb. He's not going to sit there with a crack pipe. He's climbing mountains.
Yeah, it's a mountain, the crack rock.
Yeah.
Climb that mountain.
Ooh, crack rock candy mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us some more of that.
Yeah, I like that song.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't even know what the rest of the words are.
Let's get a country.
The old crack rock candy mountain. I don't know what to say next. I only know that line. How's the rest of that song go? The big rock candy mountain.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's from,
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
One of the best movies ever made.
So why don't you know how the song goes?
Because I'm more interested in the story. It's not like the Soggy Bottom Boys sang that song.
Nope. One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning.
Where's the yellow
I'm headed
part?
For a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountain.
With Rob
in
Ford.
The big rock candy mountain.
Who sings this?
There's
what
a land
the
that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow
Harry
on Haywire
wood, McClintock.
And you sleep out every night.
Well, you guys are
where all the
yeah, that guy.
Empty. Oh,
oh yeah,
totally.
No, I used to be a fan of his.
You should text him.
He should tour with Deicide.
And Wu-Tang.
Yeah,
good triple bill.
646-929-1357. That's the phone number.
Sean, you met Mitt Romney. You wanted to tell us about that?
Oh, I did meet Mitt Romney on Thursday.
How'd that happen, first of all?
He just texted me. We just wanted to bro.
Like, bro, want to smoke some crack?
Dude, I'm in your building, man. Come on, bro. Let's hang
on. Come down for a sec, bro.
He was not at your workplace. He was in the building.
No, he
right?
was at my work.
He was at True TV.
No, well, there's a lot of things in that building.
Oh, I thought.
We split our floor, and the floor above us is CNN. So
that's what I meant. Like, he was in the building for something else.
Right. He was on, I guess, CNN talking about the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare and BS. I'm trying to go back on that. He came up with that crap. But so he, I went out to go get lunch. Went out.
What'd you have?
Just a big salad. Just a grilled chicken salad.
Disappointing.
It's his other alter ego. The derailer.
Croutons or no croutons?
No, because no bread, no corn, no potatoes.
Dressing.
You're on a diet or something?
No, I'm on a diet.
Wow.
Dressing?
Really? I'm sorry to interrupt the Romney thing, but you're so thin. Why are you on a diet?
No, if I took my shirt off over here, it's
you
not
got the
fit.
Skinny fat guy thing.
And I got this coming in too. I got to lose that shit.
Ah, fair enough.
Was
did
there
your girlfriend
dressing?
Put you up to that, or is you doing it yourself?
Is she pushing you in that 50, direction?
50-50.
Like, oh,
If he's saying 50-50, it's like 90-10. Right?
Yeah, right.
But in exchange,
if he's saying 50-50, that's like when he's like looking in the mirror, going like, oh, God, I'm so fat. And then, like, looking over.
And then
over.
She comes. She's already there with a plate of salad.
No, she's, like, he's, like, looking over, waiting for her to go, oh, you're not fat. You're great. And then she's just, like.
She gave me the.
Yeah. She didn't reaffirm.
I should really stand to lose a 2 pounds. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're good.
That's another drop for Rob.
See, Sean's like 5 pounds overweight or something, and his girlfriend's like, I'm like 80 pounds overweight. I was like, oh, what are you talking about? Oh my God,
same here.
I'm gonna get that. My friend's just like, yeah, you got fat. It's like straight up. I go home.
I don't understand why you're fat. I don't get it.
No, I even when I went home to Chicago a couple weekends ago, I walked in to see like a buddy of mine I haven't seen in a year, and he's like, man, you're comfortable, huh?
I'm
like,
oh.
He's like, I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're in love. You're comfortable. Like, well, that's like I immediately got what he's doing, what he was going for.
I didn't have that, but I totally did have where like I was at a Christmas party and this guy I used to work for, the first thing he told me, he didn't even say hi, like, wow, you put on weight.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was
like,
that was this.
Fuck
yeah.
you.
I don't see it. I don't have weight.
No, this was years ago.
Before.
This is year. This is before my diet.
Before the mushrooms and the gay sex.
Yeah. but so yeah, the Romney thing.
Yeah. So I was just going to leave and get lunch, and the doors of the elevator open up, and right there in front of my face, middle of the elevator, standing there is Mitt Romney with two like little handlers, like this little guy and little girl with him. And
girl?
Yeah, girl.
Well, handler, like an assistant, probably.
Yeah.
Publicist.
And so I get in there, and they're just like, I guess they were talking about something because they stopped talking once I got in the elevator, and I just was so giddy, I could not even contain myself. Like that photo, I couldn't even like make like a funny face or anything. I was just the juxtaposition of this would be amazing. I was just like, this would be perfect. And so I just turned, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm going to kick myself. I felt like, is there any way we can get a photo together? And you saw him, like, he is the most uncomfortable dude in the world. Like,
he's always with his public persona on. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. No, but, like, you could tell his back started to kind of curve away from me. He's like, because I started to reach my arm.
Did you hear
him, like, hey,
robot sounds? Like,
he had a face, like, you know, that was, like, he was deflating, just like, no, I don't. And then the woman that was with him immediately was like, yeah, I'll take it. And then took the phone. And then, like, you know, we kind of stood there.
Did you hover hand him?
No, I grabbed that shoulder like it was really his business.
Was it firm?
Does
he lift?
Nah, I don't know.
For a 55-year-old
he seems like
guy.
A broken man now.
Yeah.
But, and like I put the thumbs up, and I sort of got the look from the dude handler that was like, and I
cut
I
it short.
Put, yeah, I put,
wrap
the,
it up.
Put the thumbs down, up, down, and then like we got our photo, whatever. And then the guy turns to me, and he's like, so who'd you vote for? Not Mitt Romney, the dude handler.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, sellout. Oh, what a sellout.
I hate that fucking Obama.
Poser.
What am I going to do? What am I going to, come on.
For Obama. I don't care. Fuck that shit.
You got your photo. You should be like, oh, I voted for Obama. Duh.
I'm at my place of business. It was just an awkward situation.
He could have you fired. You don't
know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
you know,
I've just been like, I don't fucking vote. I just like getting pictures of guys in suits. I don't even know who this motherfucker is.
Vote.
Oh, wait.
I like his hair.
Wait, vote. No, you should have been like, oh, Al Gore didn't run in the election this year, did he?
I just like collecting photos of Mormons.
Yeah. I vote for the guy with the birth certificate.
Or like, Ron Paul, baby.
Woo! I do like that Kucinich, though. But anyway, so the better time was when we walked out into the lobby. And so, like, they, like, sped in front of me, and I sort of, like, you know, was walking behind them to go out to exit the building. And there was this delivery guy. And God bless this man. Like, he had just no shame. He was walking in, or maybe he was done with the delivery. He's like, yo, Mitt Romney!
Yo!
And obviously, he turned, he's like, oh, shit! Can I get a photo with you, man? And, like, immediately the woman handler was like, yeah, I'll take it for you. And like, so I just want to believe in my heart of heart that when they got outside, Mitt was like, stop saying yes, I'll take it for you.
He's
so
such a
fired. Yeah. We're on our way to somewhere to say anything else. And this dude is the best, because, like, when they got the photo done, you're just like, so shit, how you doing, man? And then he had the can, you know, oh, not so good, but we're trying to make it work, you know, whatever bullshit. He's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, you be good, brother.
He's like, I fucking lost the election. I don't have to talk to these fucking people anymore.
Right. But now he's a D-list celebrity. You know, like, he is now like a dude that's just walking around the city, and you're like, oh, you're that guy from that thing. You know what I mean? So,
and that girl is now Ken Pierce's handler.
He'll take a picture with anyone. He'll he'll hold the camera. Whatever you need. He's on board.
So, yeah, it was an odd moment. But
you still didn't tell me what dressing on the salad.
Oh, it's I either get a low-fat Italian or a fat-free lemon something vinaigrette or whatever.
I guess.
So how's your diet going for you? Notice the results?
No.
When did you start?
A while ago. Like towards like the middle of the summer.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Well, because I live a very sedentary lifestyle, so it doesn't matter if the diet's good. It's like I'm not exercising.
Right. The diet actually is probably not even the issue. It's just you probably just need to work on your cardio and lifting. Or
I played on a softball team all summer, and then I just finished up with a football team. It was just like, you know, once
football
a week.
Football team?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tackle?
Two-hand touch. No, this is like that Zox sports.
Like you and a bunch of 13-year-olds?
No, it was a company. It's a bunch of hipsters. Intramural sports, man. No,
so you were a ringer on some company thing?
Yeah. It was good because like they didn't know that. Well, for the softball team, yeah. Because they didn't know that I played baseball my whole life. So like when
you really played? Oh, yeah. I never knew that.
Like all the way till
right field?
Oh, come on, give me a break. Second base. Come on. Wow. Second base, second at bat. That's what I always did. And but
love that number two.
Love that number two. Right down the droid.
Who doesn't?
Until I tried it when I went to the University of Cincinnati, and like me and a buddy of mine in the dorms were like, hey, let's go check out the tryouts, the walk-on. And then we realized that every dude there was a head taller and like two bodies wider than us. We're like, yeah, we'll pass. But, yeah, so softball was good. But that's it. It's like one day a week I'd do. And softball, how much exercise is that?
Yeah, you got to do at least like three days a week, buddy.
Yeah,
you
got
to go to the gym.
I love that's Rob funny. Telling people they have to go to the gym.
That's, that reminds me of when Noah was going to do the kickball.
Yeah, whatever happened with that?
I don't know. She never joined.
It was on Sundays, and she wouldn't be able to do the show.
No, she was trying to like reschedule the show.
But
so
I think she blew it off to keep the show going.
Good for her.
Trooper. So you, are you going to be Sean's personal trainer, Rob?
That would be great.
Fine.
Sure.
I like balls. Collecting dust in my place. I have a chin-up bar. I have, like, 220-pound fucking dumbbells.
Come on, Rob.
Got to do some reps. Got to download an app. Tell you what workouts to do with those dumbbells.
Okay. is there an app for that?
Yeah.
All right.
There's, like, tons of fitness apps.
Hey, lift this thing. That's all the app says.
No, it tells you.
And then put it down and then lift it again.
Different workouts to work different muscles on the arms.
Rob's an expert.
I just want to lose the gut and the neck. That's all I want to lose.
Right. Sounds That's like all. You just got to run around, buddy. Start doing some running.
Run around.
Take the stairs. Maybe instead of taking the elevator with Mitt Romney, just walk down.
Nobody would have met Mitt Romney.
What floor is your office on?
7.
Ah, it's under cardio. 4 feet flights.
So maybe you're saying don't sit on the escalator anymore?
Yeah, oh, man, sitting on the escalator is very tiring.
So I sit down on it, man. And everyone comes up, it's not a ride. And I'm like, fuck.
Mitt Romney got home to his wife. He's like, you'll never believe the big fat ginger I met today. Only New York. Get me out of here.
I'm talking to True TV about installing a Cessaride in the stairway so I can go up a chairlift.
I'd love to see that.
I actually
slowly
want to be the dude in that commercial.
Yeah,
that
with a smile. Yeah. I was amazed at how little it cost. Okay, with the he's got the oxygen tubes.
Oh,
hold on, that guy. I fell down. I damaged my medical alert.
But I was at, like during the softball season. I was fucking Walter Matthau with Bad News Bears, sitting on like the fucking dugout with a cigarette.
Hey.
If they let me drink, I would be drinking on that field.
They don't for softball.
No, there's like a different league. There's like a beer league, but like that was like totally still fills
is
up.
Is it like you against CMT? And the spike.
Oh, we beat the fuck out of Facebook.
Really? Facebook yeah. as a team?
Yep. Here?
Yeah, because it's all like accountants and shit like that.
Oh.
All the Jews.
Yeah
that's why
like,
you beat
the
them.
Coders and shit like that, right. But no, there's people that like get into it. It's annoying. Like,
what were the other corporate teams?
Is it racially segregated? Like does OWN and like BET have a team?
I mean, they probably have a team, but they don't have like, their own league.
No, 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 I don't mean that. I mean, like, the teams have...
I think that they need, like, a league of their own. It's like BET and Logo and, like... No. It's like
the ghetto.
Yeah. No, the Logo's not ghetto. It's the gay channel.
I'm just saying, not ghetto, I'm just saying, like, ghettoized.
Oh, okay.
You're
gotcha.
to the fringes.
It's using the etymologically correct version of ghetto.
Thank you.
Not the slang term.
No, it was like, we missed the boat on the beer league. We missed the boat on, like, the big company league because, like, Vanessa works for NBC. And, yeah, her company played everyone. Like, NBC, Spike, fucking DC Comics. They're, like, they're all in the big companies. We had, like, some fucking translation software company.
Rob loves that. Rob loves that company. He wants to get on that
some,
softball
like,
team.
Some, like, assets management company.
You have a company that makes the tech software that makes Chuck Blandington's life.
Yeah.
Rob, why don't you field the softball team, a metal injection? Metal sucks.
Shit.
Yeah,
softball
dude.
Team.
Why don't we field the kickball team?
Vince Nielsen actually isn't it like a softball pickup game. Shows up every Saturday.
What kind of? What do you mean a pickup game? They choose sides.
It just shows up and whoever.
You want to give out the information where that is so our listeners can
somewhere
go
in Park Slope.
Oh,
that's too far. Fuck that shit.
He doesn't live in Park Slope, does he?
Around there.
Don't want to make it in Central
Park. Neighborhood or two.
I thought they all lived in Manhattan.
What's his address?
People.
No. Just Axel. No.
Yeah. Just me and Axel.
What's his address?
What block?
He lives in Gowanus.
In the Park canal? Slope. That's a bullshit new name for Park Slope.
No, that's not. That's like South South Slope. It's
whatever. What's his favorite salad dressing, though? Do you know that?
I don't know that. We'd have to call him up.
You're not real friends.
Flour or corn salad dressing.
Probably corn. So what else is in your diet, Sean? What other things are you eating?
Well, no, I do a weekday. Okay, the thing is, it's just weekdays, and then on Saturday and Sunday I splurge, and then beer stays in the diet. that's where I get my calories out.
High carbs.
Yeah,
like the fact that you're doing no carbs,
right,
is totally canceled out by the fact that you drink beer.
But he's not adding to his weight. He's just even. He's
right.
Staying put.
Exactly. So that was the theory in my mind. That's not really doing anything. So
well,
yeah.
if he ate like a pig all week, then he'd also still have the beer.
Yeah. And then I'd actually be like fat. You know, with fat.
Is it Shlomo talking right now?
Your girlfriend is currently on OkCupid soliciting other dates.
Right.
As she hears this.
Please do not be fat. That's the main tagline on our own.
Sean's
diet.
Let's listen.
Put everything in a blender.
Oh, I also will break the diet if it's free.
Well, but it's not like if anybody hands you...
No, like if we're in a company meeting and they get like a bunch of fucking sandwiches or fucking whatever. Like, I'll eat the sandwiches.
If there's a bunch of donuts?
Plural?
Yeah.
You'll eat sandwiches?
Yeah. I'll go to town.
He'll get as many sandwiches as it's fit in that gut.
I gotta do it.
It's free.
It's free. But no, if I'm paying for it, then yeah, no corn, no potatoes, no bread. And it's, you have no idea how hard that is.
I do. That was my diet as well. I did the low-carb diet.
Yep. I am so embarrassed to have to go every time I'm at the fucking cafeteria and they have like some wicked taco salad and a tortilla thing, or they have like gyros or something. I'm like, can you put it on top of my salad? You know, just put the meat and shit on the salad. And it's stupid.
Back up. You have a cafeteria? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Is that a true TV cafeteria, or is it like CNN share?
Everything. So like, yeah, like
that's weak.
Pierce Morgan and Anderson Cooper and shit will be flopping through there.
And you ask them for photos?
No.
Anderson Cooper ever try to get your phone number?
Once.
I figured.
Wow. See, that's the thing. Is like, well, I actually don't know how our building works. I know in Viacom, like, they're like strict on you can't ask any of the talent for a photo like inside the building, or like, you know, they just want.
So you just have to stalk them
that.
In the second they step
well,
outside.
That's what, like, the photo I got with Jeff Bridges was outside on the sidewalk because, like, you know, I would have asked him inside, but we happened to be going the same direction, and me and Vanessa were in front of him. We kind of waited outside and waited till he came out and then asked him.
But, did he say yes?
Of course he said yes.
I don't know.
Dude, the dude was the best celebrity I've ever met in my entire life. Like, that guy, we got outside, and we're like, oh, man, like, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans. Like, I just want to get a fucking photo with you, yada, yada. I really respect your work. You know, typical bullshit. And
he's like, oh, what'd you think of Vision Quest?
Yeah, voted for Rami.
Right.
Is he even in Vision Quest?
Who?
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he?
Maybe. I don't know.
Was he in Dune?
No.
So, anyway.
He was in Tron.
Dude was in Dune?
We know he was in Tron. Anyway, so, like, he immediately was like, fuck yeah. And he like grabs me by my shoulders, like pulls around the corner from the building away from the front door because, you know, not to draw attention from other people coming out. And then he's like, is this good? Is the sun coming good this way? And he's like, can you stand right here? And his handler's like, you know, tapping the watch. You know, we have to fucking go. And he's like, would you fucking hold on? And he's like, you got that? You take a couple.
We need some good lighting here.
Yeah. He's like talking to Vanessa, like, hey, take a couple so we don't, you know, don't get any blurry ones. And like, this guy was like in it, just like, I'm getting a photo with this dude. And like, he was like, you can fucking wait. Like, tell him. I think he's just
really
mad at this handler person. But, and like, you did the thing, got the black car, took off, and it was great. So like, that dude was fucking rad. Unlike Seinfeld, I was just like,
I'm trying to get to a thing. I'm sorry.
And like, you're on a leisurely stroll.
Matthew Modine was in Vision Quest. I apologize. No.
Seinfeld seems like kind of a douche to me. Like, mm-hmm. Like in real life. Like, yeah. if you know him, he's nice to you. But if you don't, he just seems like a jerk.
Does anyone really know Seinfeld?
He seemed very just put off about the public kind of thing. You know, I wouldn't like, because there's other people I saw, went up to him after I did.
To be fair, like, yeah. How much must he get that? So.
Right.
I think the main thing that put me off to his personality was when Kramer had said the racist
was
stuff.
Was the Judaism?
And, yeah, no, that too. But he went on some Letterman. And just scolded him on the air. Like, no, you can't say that. No, that's wrong.
Like, why? The audience. Like,
we know that it's wrong. That, you know, but you can't. We know that. It's not disputing that what he said is true. But I feel like he just
publicly kind of scorned him while
well,
they were both on
the didn't he scold
the
audience, too? Because they first they're
yes,
laughing because they
both.
Thought Kramer was, like, being funny. Mm-hmm. And then, like...
It was just weird and awkward and probably a bad yeah. idea.
The yeah. whole right. thing was mm-hmm. awful.
Now, this...
Just, I feel like the apology
like
is
a Michael Richards thing. Well, now I don't know him well. I've known him a long what? Time, but I don't know him well. And I can remember years and years ago at the comedy.
Well, let's fast forward a little here.
You said it was weird and awkward.
When
you probably should have done it. And I said, like the marriage ref.
Oh God.
No.
That was yeah. Did you actually watch that?
I'm not doing too good.
Yeah. Why don't you explain exactly what happened for the folks who may not know?
Who are those?
I lost my temper on stage. I was at
that's not what
a comedy club trying to do my act.
Isn't that what
I
happened? He didn't lose his temper. He was trying to be funny. He was trying to deal with that
yeah.
and be funny.
Oh.
Yeah, like there was a heckler, and then like he just started.
Dude, I thought he was pissed off.
Really. And went into
it didn't seem like
rage.
He was pissed off to me. I thought he was being really
and,
clever in his mind.
Ram a fork up his ass?
Said some pretty...
so there was one of the ones.
Nasty things to some Afro-Americans.
Afro-American?
Trash talk. And,
Stop laughing.
I'm
the
arbiter
of what's
actually
funny.
Being
heckled, or were they just talking and disturbing the act?
That was going on, too.
You know, they're laughing at what a fucking idiot he is. They're
no, I think they're just laughing because he said trash talk, and it just sounded like he was doing a bit.
Yeah.
Trash
talk
Afro-American. You only know him in the context of him being a character and being silly, so it's hard not to laugh at anything he says.
Well, I thought he was...
Unless he's screaming the N-word at the top of his lungs. I guess that's the one thing.
I thought they were laughing at him saying Afro-American, because what an idiot.
That too.
Like,
well,
who says that?
I thought that, but I just think that trash talk, the whole thing, I think the audience just figured he was doing a bit somehow.
Like kind of goofy. Maybe they didn't even hear the news yet.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just the day before.
Yeah. Was it that?
Or was it longer?
No, no, I think it was right after.
And did you... I know, I mean, Harry and your audience laughed, you know, and it's I'm not even sure that this is where I should be addressing the situation. I've already heard you make some jokes about it, and that's okay, you know. But I'm really busted up over this, I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience, the blacks, the Hispanics, the whites,
really
everyone that was there that took the brunt of that anger and hate and rage.
I don't see how it was anger. Like, it just seemed like he was being
performers
a comedian.
Are in
you got it?
Plus, and
this
old country.
Yeah, whatever.
You got the clip of it?
What? Oh, him doing it? Let's see. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Were we, this was before we did the live cast or during it?
Before.
Yeah. I don't remember discussing this on air.
I can't remember.
I love that TMZ has the official clip.
Jesus.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass!
Oh, that's the fork.
You can talk your brain now, motherfucker! Roll his ass out, he's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my God.
A nigger, look, there's a nigger!
Stomach.
All right, you see? It shocks you to see what's buried beneath your stupid motherfuckers.
They bleep motherfuckers, but
you're
on my ass,
you cheap motherfucker.
That's weird, isn't it?
You guys have been talking.
This is painful to listen to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's still people laughing.
They're laughing because they think he's doing a bit. Which he is doing a bit.
Yeah, definitely there's a mix of anger and like still trying not to just be yelling at the crowd and still
it's
somehow have
weird.
It be funny. Like it is.
I think halfway through he was just like, well, fuck it, I have to go with it now.
Yeah,
you can't really backpedal now.
Walk that back. Hey, that was just a character, folks. All right, airplane food.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. See, the thing is, I don't think he's really a stand-up. Like,
no.
He can't adapt to hecklers.
He was just,
you know?
He was just making a buck.
Mm-hmm. That makes me ill.
Yep.
Because I like me some Michael Richards. I think he's
brilliant.
Well,
he's back on TV now.
Is he? What is he on
he's
now?
He's on TV Land with, it's like,
stars you forgot about. It's like
TV welfare.
He's doing a recreation of Sanford and Son with blackface. I thought it was a poor choice, actually.
You know, we'll see how it works. I'll see how it pans out in the first pilot.
I'll be open-minded.
No, it's like Kirstie Alley, him, and Rhea Perlman.
Oh, they're
and
in
like,
a house or something?
They're, no, yeah, I don't know if they're
is
all like
surreal life.
They all work together or something. No, it's like a sitcom. But it's like they just grabbed a bunch of obscure old 80s.
Well, that, yeah, that's
people.
What they do, like that Hot in Cleveland show.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I think this is a workplace one. And, like, Kirstie Alley's their boss, maybe, or some shit. And, like, they.
It's crazy. It's so crazy that these channels have their own original programming now, like sitcoms. Right. Sitcoms
are
not.
Metal Injection has its own original programming.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't channels?
Just a scripted sitcom costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Does it?
Yeah. Cousin Brucey with you. Damn it, I saw Cousin Brucey the other night, and I really want to take a photo with him.
Do it.
But he was in studio.
Do the
so
Mitt Romney trick.
I was like, when he walks out of the studio, I'll go say hello to him. Mm-hmm. Totally missed him.
Oh, time it out better.
Yeah. He's just in there on Wednesdays now.
Maybe in the talk to the mic.
He's there on Wednesdays.
He's loud enough we could hear him. Sure. Back
even here. Still, I feel the listeners are used to a certain volume level.
Like when Rob talks at a normal volume, it's like, where'd Rob go?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we
can't fuck with
that. Vampiro says Rob is
Vampiro!
Rob is more of a stand-up than Michael Richards.
It's true.
True.
Yeah.
At least you never launched into racial slurs when you did
No, but that's
not
part of his
stage.
Regular bit.
Not on stage.
They come to expect that from Rob.
There is not a racist bone in my body.
Did you see the guy with the fork up his ass? Over it!
Maybe some racist tissue, though. But not a racist bone.
Mm. I get it. It means, like...
Kleenex?
Muscle tissue.
Oh.
Rob did do some racial material, though. It wasn't really racist. But
well, you have the taste of a black man.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Very salacious.
Can you do some of your bits when you used to do stand-up right now?
Here's
one.
I'm a Mary in Maryland.
Do you remember any of them?
A lot of it was very character driven.
It was conceptual, Sean.
You wouldn't get it. Highbrow. Because I would do like this one time I went up. I went up like totally as a Russian character. And I did. I don't remember the.
This you might be a Russian.
Of it.
Is that what you're joking?
It was very.
If you wait on the line for the toilet paper, you might be a Russian.
Sort of like that.
If you save up all your epithet to shave your chest hair, you might be Russian.
I did this one bit where I was like, hey guys, you know, I'm really nervous sometimes, and when I do, I just freeze up, so don't be alarmed. It's just me being nervous. And then halfway through the my set, I forgot my next bit, and I froze up, and everyone was, it was the biggest laugh I got the whole show.
That's a good, like, fail-safe.
Yeah, because they were like, people were like, oh, man, he's really milking this joke, but in my head, I'm like, fuck, great that this is getting a laugh, but I have no idea where I'm going.
They gave you the 90-second sign. Just
yeah, 90 seconds, I know, and I can't go. I can't remember any, like, actual jokes. I think I told
there probably weren't any.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Wasn't it recorded, though?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody recorded
imagine.
It. I remember I made fun of, like, a few of the other comedians.
Yeah. That, they always love that.
And that was very... Yeah. It was really exciting.
That's a good way to make friends.
When the guy who has no career or name in the industry comes on and shits on the previous performer.
But what was great, though, is that, like, whoever the MC was, they came out after me. After I insulted him. Like, I remember one of the guys looked like Terry Funk, the wrestler, and I was like, oh, it's great to see Terry Funk walking again.
Laughed. That was funny.
And then, like, the other guy, I don't remember what I said about him, but then he came back and he made, like, shitty Russian jokes, like, cliche Russian, like, hey, that's great. Oh, it's great that Yakov Smirnoff's son is getting work. You know, hey.
No, but the one that he did that, but one guy also heckled you while you were up there, and you were having a back and forth with him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
like not long, but like a couple of.
Oh, really? Like you're
yeah. it's all a blur to me,
man.
Well, he was probably real nervous. I was just seeing.
Yeah,
that
like I'm there trying to like do my best.
Would you ever do an open mic again?
Well, I've thought about it, but I could never come up with enough material to. It's a lot of work to come up with bits.
What is it? What's open mic? 15 minutes?
No, like
probably
5 minutes.
Probably not that
much. Oh,
yeah.
So like, come on.
You're right.
You go on and do the thing where you
just
freeze up
you,
and then
man.
Freeze up right away.
Yeah, just freeze up. That'll be what I'm known for. Yeah.
By the way, I'm sorry. Crow TTYD just put a link in the chat where Steve Harvey wasn't offended by Michael Richards.
No.
Racial slur. Would you
well,
like to read this?
Sure. Sure. Do you have it up?
Yeah. Comedian Steve Harvey was surprised at the uproar surrounding... He's surprised at the uproar?
Really?
That a guy went on stage and said racial slurs. And that he should be have a fork up his ass. Okay, let's read why.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding Michael Richards' racist slur last year because he didn't think the comment was that offensive. Richards hit the headlines in November for repeated use of the N-word during a foul-mouthed tirade aimed at two African-American hecklers. If that's not offensive, what's offensive?
And especially come from
being
Steve
an
Harvey,
atheist.
Offended by
read the quote.
Okay.
Read the quote. All two right. paragraphs down.
He says, "I don't understand the uproar. White people been calling us niggas for years. I've been conscious of this racism bullshit since I was 4. Now everybody's real sick of Michael Richards. Michael Richards ain't important. It's when David Duke runs for office in New Orleans." As a Klan member and gets votes, that concerns me. Why is that?
I think, okay, here's what he's saying.
Please
I explain.
Suppose
I
yeah,
here's what I assume. All
right,
here's what
I have my comment, but I'll
my moral barometer translates to Steve Harvey saying, we shouldn't pay attention when, like, a, you know, a B-level celebrity.
He's more than that.
Well, whatever.
At that point, he was B-level.
Yeah, that like a B-level celebrity
it's
drops the N-bomb. It's
okay.
When a politician, someone who has like power to change things, is a racist.
Right.
That's what we
yeah.
should be concerned.
So, but
yeah.
first of all, now we'll address both of those things. First of all, it's terrible when David Duke runs for office and gets votes. I agree with that. That doesn't mean it's not offensive when Michael Richards says
I think really his thing is just like, I assume all white people are racist, so when you tell me any one random one is, like, who cares?
Right.
Michael Richards can't, like, affect my life.
But I would agree with that more than what he actually said.
Well,
like, he's saying it's not offensive. He said, I don't understand the uproar. You don't understand the uproar when
because,
a white man goes on a stage?
But he's used to it, he's saying. So it's not a big deal to him.
How often does that really happen?
I don't know.
But how does that help
someone
the cause
on a stage?
Either? I'm used to you guys calling gays fags, so whatever, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't help anything.
Yeah.
He ain't a politician, so
yeah.
I don't care. But see, that's another thing I wanted to say is that, you know, you made the perfect point that he's not an atheist. If he was an atheist,
then that would be a whole different issue.
Wow, if you don't believe in God, then, oh, my God, you're a scumbag. But you say the N-word, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, not a big deal.
That's basically it.
Fucking scumbag.
Let's take a call.
What?
It's Steve Harvey on the line.
740. Are you still there?
Piece of shit, Steve Harvey.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes, this is Niazi.
Oh, hello, Niazi.
How's it going on?
You're calling from Saudi Arabia, right? Or no, where are you calling from?
No, from Ohio.
Ohio.
No,
so fucked
he's
up.
From Saudi Arabia. He
You're
moved.
From Saudi Arabia.
Right? Yeah.
He used to call us from Saudi Arabia. Oh, unless it's a different Niazi, though.
No, it's the same Niazi.
We get a lot of Niazis listening.
I thought it's Niazi. I don't think it's Niazi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what's up,
Niazi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Niazi.
Yeah.
No, it's not a board game.
I prefer his brother, Ni Parcheesi.
I like Niazi.
That sounds legitimate.
So what's up? What's up?
I have a question for Rob, for you.
Okay.
How come you don't have any interviews with King Diamond?
Oh, I would love to interview King Diamond. The thing with our interviews is that we do them like when the artist is usually in New York, unless it's a live cast interview when they call in.
Maybe I can try to get King Diamond to call in.
Thank you, Niazi, for doing Rob's job for him.
He's a talker, though. It'll be we'd have to have him on for the whole show because I hear he likes to talk.
He has a very high-pitched voice.
He's a chatter.
And also Suffocation. They're from New York, right?
Oh, we totally need to get Frank Mullen on the show. Thank you for
doing your fucking job for you.
Well,
I love this.
He's our booker.
Yeah.
If anyone has any other... we're constantly on the hunt for people that would make good guests for the live cast. Mm-hmm. An example of a good guest would be Glenn Benton.
Yes.
Because he was phenomenal, because he had a sense of humor.
And Kathy a poor Bates. Guest would be Cop Killer Guy.
Yeah.
So if you have ideas, leave a comment on this post. I should definitely try to get.
You should try to get Steve
Frank
Harvey
Mullen
on this fucking show.
Yes.
Oh my God. Sean,
I like Metal Injection without the interview. No problem.
I will ask.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that, Niazi?
I like Metal Injection without the interview, so no problem.
Okay, thank you. No, he's saying without the interviews, he likes it anyway. So just having the interviews. That puts it over the top, right?
I think that's a genius interpretation of what he was saying.
And he's saying that Rob is his favorite member of Metal Injection.
He did say Rob is
saying.
Enough. Rob is enough.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Ford, he meant.
Now.
He looks like his cousin. Sitcom,
Niazi, how's Ohio?
It's better than Indiana.
Do you get any...
True.
Sean knows. Do you get any... Like racism from the way you live now?
They don't know that I'm from Saudi Arabia because I look Russian.
You look Russian. Oh, okay. Good. Good for you. Blend in.
Just because you look like Rob doesn't mean you look Russian. Let's just say that. If Rob's your ideal image of a Russian person.
Where's your racial brown?
Rob looks like the guys in my country.
Yes! Yes!
His country, America.
Rob, put a burp on.
The Saudi Arabian guy looks more Russian than Rob.
That's true. I look plenty Russian.
You look a little Russian.
Yeah.
You look mixed.
Yeah.
People from Saudi Arabia are diverse, so I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, lots of Jews there.
Are you studying in Ohio?
Yeah, at Athens, Ohio University.
What are you studying?
What's your major, yeah?
Computer engineering.
Oh, wow.
Which school did you say?
Athens?
I think you said
Ohio University.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense.
They got good Halloween parties, right?
Oh, yeah. The block party.
I went to school at University of Cincinnati, man.
Who did you dress up as for Halloween?
Rob.
Like Jason Jr., because I'm short.
Who?
Jason who?
Jr.
Jason Jr.
Oh, Jason Jr. You know, like I'm Junior Jason.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm short.
Got it. Cool. Well, Niazi, thank you for... What's funny? What?
Okay. Thanks for Metal Injection, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Maybe you could do some web design work for Rob.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you graduate, maybe you could help us out with the website a little bit.
There's some CDs in it for you.
Some broadcasting classes. Maybe we'll have you fill it for Rob on the live cast.
What coding languages are you learning?
Farsi.
Like C++.
Oh, C++?
C++.
We know. Come on!
Racism!
Any C sharp in there?
I'm done with TNT. Now I'm C++.
Nice.
See, he's got a sense of humor. You know that we're not really being serious here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a loyal fan.
Yeah.
We make fun of ourselves as Jews all the time. We should make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and also I learned so much about Jews from the program.
What are some things that you've learned? What have we taught you about Judaism? J2.
The mezuzah,
of course.
How about the mikvah? Do you know what the mikvah is?
No.
It's like a communal bath where people go to cleanse themselves, specifically menstruating women.
Ah!
Is that where you go?
Yep. They have one right around here.
Where you used to go when we talk about you going to bathhouse?
Well, that was different.
No.
Oh, all right.
We're talking about you going to bathhouse. I went one time. With my friend Greg, and it was like a Russian bathhouse in the East Village.
Oh, that totally is different.
On Avenue B.
There was no menstruating women at that.
No, it was like
it was a schwitz.
It was like 95% guys, and then there were two young women there with like
servicing
their boyfriends,
all of them.
being
holding
creeped
cameras.
Out by all the old men ogling them.
Yeah.
Now Niazi's gonna go to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting and do a set for Joe Beningo when he's when he's off.
Can't even get that out. Yachty, what are some of your favorite interviews that we've done? What are some good interviews that you enjoyed?
The one with the red cord.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Always good. Video interviews, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what about on the live cast specifically? Any great live cast guests that you remember? I guess we have the red cord.
Phil and Selmo, I think.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was cool.
I like that one. Glenn Benton. That was a classic.
Classic.
Instant classic.
I hope Guillermo was listening. I'll tell you that much.
He's going to be pissed.
He has to download.
He called recently, didn't he?
Yeah.
What are you saying? He doesn't have the bandwidth to stream the show?
No, I'm just saying at the very least he'll download. I feel like he would have called in if he was listening live.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thank you for calling in, Niazi. We appreciate your continued support.
Okay. One. Bye-bye.
Tailored to him, nice.
Goodbye to the people who trusted me. Goodbye to everybody.
He wrote this when he was leaving Indiana.
Dev Slizer says his favorite was the Seth Putnam interview. That might be my favorite. I actually went back and that one again.
So depressing.
So awkward.
We are legends in our own time.
I like the in-house odorous one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So
when his peen came out.
I've almost forgotten about that one.
I'm trying still.
He jumped his dick out.
On Bruno's lips.
Oh. You think Bruno gave him a blowy?
He would have.
It was very.
But even Bruno has standards.
Bruno hopped up right as he left the bathroom, and his pants weren't unzipped.
And
he had
no
underwear.
I was right there.
No,
I never saw any of this.
His dick was out. He is uncircumcised.
I didn't see it.
I looked away, thank God.
I didn't even know this was going on. I was sitting right there.
But I didn't even know what I was looking at. Like, I just turned.
Yeah,
you
just looked
out.
Like,
I was like, there's
an uncircumcised dick. Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, a little help here? And I was like, God.
A little help? What do they want you to do? Stuff it back
well, no,
in?
I think the joke was that he had his junk out, and he was like, hey, a little help. Yeah,
oh, he was making a joke.
Up. Yeah, it was a joke to, like, zip me up. But, like, you know, like a locker room joke.
The nickname for his genitals. Little help.
Definitely got to listen to that. It was a 3-hour episode with the final hour of the show was just odorous on. I don't know what
By
he
the
was
end,
on.
He sort of sobered up and was
the
coherent and
the first half
like
hour was like made no sense.
Well, the first half hour is great because it's bizarre.
It's
and then the last
wreck.
Half hour is great because he's really insightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like two different
talking about hanging out with Courtney Love on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. It's just really.
Or it's like Mountains of Madness shit and all that. Like,
We're talking about just growing up in the D.C. scene, going to Black Flag shows.
Listening to Come Sail Away, which we played at the end of that.
Oh, God. Got to check that out. All right, well, coming to the end of another episode.
Been on for more than 2 hours already.
Well, we started a bit late.
I know, but still with that, we've been on for more than 2 hours.
That is inaccurate. We are just under 2 hours.
Jesus, Rob, let it go.
Yeah, let it go, dude. Easy.
Darren looks like he wants to backhand you right now.
Oh, we snore. I really thought we started at like...
Peanut.
I have the recording.
Rob,
right?
You've changed, man.
It's 1 hour. We're at 1 hour, 58 minutes.
You're letting all this Glenn Benton success go to your head.
I don't even recognize you
it's
anymore.
It's the Ozzy. He blew off my ego.
You know what? I'm not coming back anymore. This is it.
Like you were coming back anyway.
I'll do these two and I'm done, man. Yeah.
Well, it was great having you back for these 2 weeks, Sean.
As we said, you love the number two.
I do love the number two.
Even here.
I just downloaded my pants. It was great. But, thank you so much for letting me swing by for these two. This is great. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So,
and keep up with Sean.
My penis.
Yeah. Keep up with Sean at TrueTV.com.
Go download my new apps that just launched on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's how Sean makes his money. So
pressing the flesh on the road with Mitt Romney.
Picture to watch. Killer Karaoke on True TV.
Check out new episodes of Guinness Gone Wild Unleashed. They're on Thursdays at 10.
Of what?
We don't want Sean to lose his job, so make sure True TV gets the
rating. I need to pay my rent, man. Yeah.
He'll be the new handler for Mitt Romney this winter.
Sure, I'll
see him under Mitt Romney's ball sack.
No, you can't take a fucking picture with him. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Mitt's going to tour with me in Fetus of Fetus coming out.
And Wu-Tang Clan opening.
A good reunion show.
All right. That's
thanks, kid.
Do we have anything to play out on? Great. Well, Darren's going to play us out. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. I don't know who our guest is going to be, but Noah will be back. She'll tell us about being on the road.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle
goodbye,
fire
everybody.
Was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night.
He raped me
where
with
the boxcars all are empty, and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountains.
My finger's in your cooch.
In the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft boiled
eggs.
That's
a great bird.
The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains.
I'm gonna come on the dog.
In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountains.
Yeah, that would fuck Kenny Bates so hard.
In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in.
You can eat my dick on the
there
rock.
Ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the big rock candy mountain.
I fucked the liver once. I fingered girls in public.
I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountain.
I guess there's other meat products that I could stuff my face with.
I love you.
Singing now.
He's only got one thing on his mind.
It's my ass.
My granny.
is the most feared object of pain.
Everyone, don't forget to visit myass.com for great WWE products.
Oh, yeah!
Didn't see that coming. It's about as effective as a one-legged man in my ass. Like taking candy from a baby.
I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I've known JR for 20 years, and he don't give a damn about the fans. He's a glory hound, and he just doesn't want to hang it up. He doesn't want to admit that his days are over.
Oh! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Old school. The big man is back. Anyway, I have some news here for you. Kiss my ass, lousy bastard. That's all. Oh my God! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom! Boom shakalaka! Is every woman's dream and every man's nightmare.
It's assault and battery.
Oh,
yeah.